USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans will see another round of stimulus checks very soon.
People are going to see this money the beginning of next week. So it's very fast. It's money that gets recirculated in the economy. So people go out and spend this money, and that helps small business.
Mnuchin making those comments on CNBC that direct payment would be subject to the same income limits as it was back in March, which was $75,000. CVS Health will begin vaccinating those in long-term care facilities this week. The company saying the first doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be given in 12 states. They include Florida, Nevada, New York, and Ohio. President-elect Joe Biden set to receive his first dose of the coronavirus vaccine on live television Monday. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
A federal panel is recommending that people 75 years and older, as well as teachers, firefighters, and grocery store workers, should be next in line for coronavirus vaccines. That's not sitting well with some, though, who say the vaccine should be distributed to minorities and people of color first. As far as why he believes race is always brought into things, Republican Congressman-elect Burgess Owens says,
well, it's real simple. That's the way the left rolls. It's always about division. Why don't we just go ahead? We have those who are most at risk are our elderly, those who truly need to have some type of vaccine, some kind of protection. Let's take care of them first.
Jupiter and Saturn will align tonight for a phenomenon not seen in 800 years. The two planets will align to become what is known as the Christmas star. The last time this celestial event happened, called the Great Conjunction, happened on March 4th, 1226. Today is the shortest day of the year, so the star will be visible longer. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr believes Russia is responsible for the massive hack of some critical U.S. government cyber systems.
You know, I agree with Secretary Pompeo's assessment. It certainly appears to be the Russians, but I'm not going to discuss it beyond that.
Barr making those comments during a news briefing and, as you heard, agreeing with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said Friday that all signs as well lead to Russia, in his opinion. A registered EMT is now experiencing coronavirus symptoms after performing CPR on a man suffering from cardiac arrest on a flight bound for LAX. The man died at the hospital after the plane made an emergency landing last week, and the EMT says, according to his wife, he was showing symptoms of COVID-19 before the flight.
She told me that he had been short of breath, and that they were, you know, on the way back home, and they were going to get tested for COVID when they got back to LA.
Tony Eldepa in those comments courtesy of CBS2 in Los Angeles. Eldepa continues with advice for everyone.
If you know you're sick, you know, you have to look out for yourself, and you know, also look out for people that you're going to be around. You know, make the right choices.
The CDC says it will work with United Airlines to reach out to other possibly infected passengers. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.